Good morning to you, Becky. Yeah, that's precisely why it's a big story in France. Not only Dominique Strauss-Kahn was the director of the IMF, but in France, he was widely expected to run against Nicolas Sarkozy for the next presidential election. And he was also widely expected to win this election. So it's really, it changes the political landscape in France. Interesting point also is the reaction that we've seen in France. There's still a lot of skepticism about what happened in New York. A large number of people, including some politicians, believe that Dominique Strauss-Kahn could be the victim of a conspiracy. The accusations came after a week-long series of accusations on his lifestyle. He was pictured with a sport car in the newspapers, which in the end was not his own car. Also, there were some reports about Strauss-Kahn paying up to $35,000 for some suit, which in France was like a real shock. So there are, yeah, some questions about these rape accusations, and still you can't refrain from thinking that it could be a plot. That being said, obviously the opinion could change later today because another case seems to be emerging. A lawyer confirmed that a client, writer Tristan Bannon, was considering filing a complaint against Dominique Strauss-Kahn. She claims that she was attacked by him in 2002, but at this time she chose not to report the case because of a personal relationship with the family. It looks like a Pandora box now has been opened, so we might know more about this new acquisition later in the day, but for the time being it looks like French people are trying to defend, to protect Dominique Strauss-Kahn.
It's a big story here, Stéphane. I can only imagine what it's like where you are. Thank you for that.